Here is a story about a little boy called Menachem Mendel. He was truly an unusual child. While yet in his young years, he already had a glowing flame of love for Hashem and his holy Torah. He found no greater pleasure in life than to learn more and more Torah. It was no surprise that little Menachem Mendel later grew up to be the great and famous rabbi known to all as the Tzemach Tzedek of blessed memory. Now his grandfather, the famous rabbi Schneur Zalman, known better as the Rav or the Alter Rebbe, would so often invite his children into his own study and privately teach them Torah. However, little Menachem Mendel was too young to attend these sessions in learning. He was only 9 years old, and for this reason, he wasn't invited to join this group in learning Torah. He truly envied those who were so fortunate to learn Torah with his grandfather. He felt that he would be the luckiest person on earth if he could only learn Torah with his holy grandfather. In the Alter Rebbe's home, there were two large rooms. One of the rooms was used for the Alter Rebbe's private study, and the other was used as a waiting room. The two rooms were separated by a very thick wall. And in the wall, there was a large fireplace, which was used to provide heat for both rooms during the cold winter season. They would place many logs of wood into the fireplace and set them afire. But during the summertime, the fireplace remained empty. Little Menachem Mendel came up with a grand idea. He thought to himself, since I'm not permitted to enter into my grandfather's room to learn Torah, perhaps there is a way to listen to him teach Torah without entering into the room. And you can guess what he decided to do. That's right. He went into the waiting room and slowly opened the gate to the fireplace. He was so thrilled to find it empty. So carefully and quietly, he crawled into the fireplace, and lo and behold, he was now able to hear clearly all the Torah the Alter Rebbe was teaching. Now this kept up for quite a while. Every time the Alter Rebbe would invite his children into his private study to teach them Torah, little Menachem Mendel managed to be there, listening to the Torah, that is, from inside the empty fireplace. No one at all knew of this clever plan, for little Menachem Mendel kept it a secret. One evening, as the Alter Rebbe was teaching Torah to his children in his private study, and little Menachem Mendel was listening in from the empty fireplace, the butler was called in to place logs of wood into the fireplace and set them afire. Yes, it suddenly became cold, and they decided to use the fireplace to warm up the house. Little Menachem Mendel was so busy listening to each and every word of the Alter Rebbe's Torah that he didn't even notice how the butler began pushing logs of wood right next to him. He was so engrossed in the learning of Torah that he didn't even feel what was happening. Well, dear children, you can imagine what took place as soon as the butler began to set the logs on fire. For suddenly, the burning logs began flying out of the fireplace very wildly. Upon seeing the burning logs shooting out of the fireplace, the butler began to scream for help. He was so frightened. He just couldn't figure out what was happening. In a moment's notice, everyone came into the room to see what the excitement was all about. As they went over to the fireplace, they were all so shocked to see little Menachem Mendel lying there motionless. They all began to cry, "Menachem Mendel! Menachem Mendel!" But there came no answer. Carefully, they pulled him out of the fireplace and tried to awaken him. But in spite of all their efforts, they just couldn't revive him. Everything seemed quite hopeless. Until in came the Alter Rebbe and gently placed his hand on the head of little Menachem Mendel. And at that very moment, little Menachem Mendel awoke. He opened his eyes. Everyone called out, "Menachem Mendel is alive! Baruch Hashem! Oh, how wonderful! What a miracle!" Yes, dear children, little Menachem Mendel's love for Torah was so great that he was ready to do anything just to learn more and more Torah, even until Mesiras Nefesh. He was even ready to give up his own life for the sake of Torah. Just like the very first Jew, Avraham Avinu, showed his loyalty to Hashem by permitting himself to be thrown into a fiery furnace. And just like Moshe Rabbeinu reached Har Sinai, and through him the Torah was given to Bnei Yisrael, only after he witnessed the heavenly fire in the snare, the burning bush. The same refers to us. We are to realize that they have set themselves as an example for all generations to come. We are to follow them, just like little Menachem Mendel did, and do all in our power to learn more and more Torah. And in return, Hashem will surely bless us all with good health, long life, and total success, both in body and in spirit.